The Kentucky Phenomenon. Something occurred in Bath County, Kentucky, and a bizarre thing it is. As a chronicler of improprieties, these data are so improper they're obscene to the science of today. Upon the evening of August 13, 1819, a light was seen in Amherst, a falling object, sound as if of an explosion. The next morning, in Professor Dewey's front yard, a jelly-like mass in which were several members of Professor Dewey's family. They were dead and putrid, and portions of flesh, viscous, something that looked like beef, on the ground, on trees, on fences, scattered in the snow. It is said that, whatever they were, they could not be eaten, that, in the pan, they turned into blood. There is no denial that gelatinous substance has often fallen from the sky, or that, far up or far away, the whole sky is flesh. You know, beef. That meteors tear through and detach fragments, that fragments are brought down by storms, that the twinkling of stars is penetration of light through something that quivers. I think that it would be absurd to say that the whole sky is gelatinous. It seems more acceptable that only certain areas are. I think that there are at least vast gelatinous areas aloft, and that meteorites tear through, carrying down masses of cartilage or muscular fibers that fall upon this earth. You know, beef. You know, beef. Gelatinous or viscous beef. Reddish liquefied beef, from bright green to olive green, beef, grayish or whitish, beef, of the consistency of soft soap, beef, improper at times, beef, 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 at night, beef, in a rainstorm, beef, after a heavy rainfall, beef, of an offensive, suffocating smell. Beef, from which larvae soon emerge. Beef, neither jellyfish nor masses of frog spawn. Beef, you know, beef. You know, beef. You know, beef. You know, beef.